Nuanced Thinking. Nuance requires patience. Now, admittedly, many of us are long-winded and beat around the proverbial bush, driving the yes-no folks particularly insane. There is something to be said for getting to the point. But those with intelligently nuanced answers can condense their message into an eloquent, concise form that also maintains some brevity. Will it take a little longer than a simple yes or no? It will. Nuance requires patience. Really, it's about respect. Respect of people. Respect for the truth. In a court of law, for instance, when a defendant or witness is made to answer matters of great import with a one-word affirmative or negative, absent of context, absent of why, that is a travesty of justice, a sleight-of-hand interrogation tactic. Yes, it helps keep the lunch hour safely intact. It may also add an unfair number of years to the prison sentence. We do this to each other all of the time. And the message is clear. I do not respect your words. I do not respect your thoughts. It is true that not everyone has a good why to tell, but give them the chance. They may well seal their fate all the more. They deserve to do so. One area where a lack of practice in nuance is particularly abhorrent in consequence is in the arena of politics and policy. Look no further than our modern-day American House of Representatives and Senate. These institutions have become shameful. What an embarrassment is the dismal performance within these supposedly hallowed halls. The government is sorely in need of being governed. What a problem it is. Disrespectful dialogue is at the heart of the matter. We have lost our way. The heat of polarization has become dehumanizing. The risk of introducing nuance, subtlety into our governance is that it will actually bring about profound change. And therein lies the challenge. Change is a lot of work, and we just might get changed ourselves in the upheaval. The reluctance is certainly apparent. Nuanced thinking is not merely about what you're willing to hear, of course. It is the shades and shadows, colors, angles, and iterations of your thoughts themselves. How willing are you to be objective, yet also attempt a deep dive into the subjective experience of another? This has much to do with inherent sensitivity. Sensitivity. That is a definite trigger word for the black and white types. They have mistaken heightened sensitivity, which is really sensibility, for clouded thinking and weakness. It is not so. These are our better judges of character, more fair, impartial, and astute. It is easy to make assumptions about that which is not naturally in your wheelhouse. Do you have the patience to be thoughtful, or would you rather get a move on already? The second tendency is far more prevalent today. This is why we are a mess. simply deduced rash solutions to increasingly complex problems have been instrumental in the making of our current chaos. All of us can agree, we're in the thick of it. Zero-sum simplicity is juvenile. Do the mental gymnastics you must to keep the mind fit and agile. Simplify, sure, but do not oversimplify. We are no longer cave people. Respect the panorama that is the modern experience and account for it when it comes time to understand one another.